I'm Chris with your Linux headlines on January 22nd, 2020. After years in development and with a code base that's closing in on 6 million lines of code, version 5 of Wine has been released. And with over 7,000 individual changes, there's a lot that is new in this new release, but the project has been particularly keen to highlight just a few of its many improvements. These include support for Vulkan 1.1 and hardware setups with multiple display adapters or monitors, and a re-implementation of XAudio 2 using an external F-Audio library for better compatibility, and most of Wine's modules are now built in portable executable format rather than ELF binaries, which should help fool more applications into thinking they're running under a Windows environment and prevent some copy and anti-cheat protections from being triggered. And another release that's been a year in the making is version 2 of Kong Gateway, which landed yesterday. Kong describes its product as the world's most popular open-source API gateway and provides both a free and community edition of its microservices orchestration platform and a paid version that has additional administrative features. The new release brings a hybrid deployment mode that allows you to split configuration and traffic management service nodes, and also simpler web certificate management with support for the Acme protocol and integration with Let's Encrypt through a standard plugin. The plugin architecture itself has been overhauled, with its traditional Lua-based APIs being retooled to now support plugin development in Golang. Debian has amended its policy manual following a recent general resolution vote on the future of systemd within the distribution. New wording has been added to the manual stating that if a package provides a system service, then it, quote, should include systemd service units to start or stop those services, end quote. With the manual also stating that nonconformance with these guidelines prefaced by the word should will generally be considered a bug. It does look as though the systemd advocates within Debian have strengthened their position. And project lead Sam Hartman has said that the vote's failure to produce consensus may have a knock-on effect on community involvement, commenting rather bluntly that, quote, some people will leave, some people will join. Around 6 weeks ago, we reported that the Document Foundation had released a comprehensive user guide for its online suite. At the time, we had said it would be great to see a wider refresh of its user documentation, with now a lot of it being several years out of date. So it's good to be able to report today that the project has now delivered a brand new user manual for Math, which even covers features that the formula editor won't have until LibreOffice's next point release. And lastly, if you're looking for something to make you smile, check out usererror83, error.show/83. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/86, and we'll be back tomorrow.